91 of the LSC podcast, dedicating this week's episode to number 91, Dennis Rodman, three-time champion with the Bulls, of course. And on a more somber note, also dedicating it to one of my heroes, comedic legend Robin Williams, who very sadly passed away last week. I am Andrew, here with you as always, joined by John Jasmine.
Back again. Well, it's been a week.
It has been a week, yeah. We didn't record last week. This is one of the secrets, the dirty little secrets, the magic, if you will, of digital broadcasting. When you aren't live, you can record episodes back to back.
Sorry. It makes it sound legitimate.
I know. I love it because it's just such a wanky term that digital broadcasting, man. But of doing the podcast, we did we'll get to it in a moment, but our interview with Sean O'Brien, executive producer of NBA Live 15. We recorded that actually the day after we recorded episode 89. So big week, 2 weeks ago for us recording, many hours on Skype, some of it actually recording a podcast.
Imagine that.
Yeah, I know. At least two or three of the 5 or 6 hours were dedicated to that, but nevertheless, here we are again. Yes, we didn't record last week, so if we are a little rusty, you know, please forgive us. But we did have a very big episode last week, John.
Huge episode. Got Sean O'Brien of the NBA Live team dropped, insane amount of details about NBA Live 15.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know that we were talking about this before, and I'm just going to go ahead and lead off with it. If you're checking synopsis of that
recaps.
Podcast, recaps, that's a better way to put it, recaps of that podcast, I don't really think it does it justice. We covered a lot.
Yeah, and we certainly do appreciate the folks who did go through and make those recaps, and we're also going to put out an article that recaps a lot of the highlights ourselves. Of course, I did the Friday Five last week where I talked about some of the things that I was most excited about or pleased with the interview, but as I said at the end of that article, there's no way I could cover everything, and even when we do our official recap, yeah, please go and listen to that, you know, because the context and just the detail, it's hard to do it justice with a written article without making it 6,000 words, so.
And I think you said it right when you said it's just the context of it, because so much of it can get lost when you don't hear the reasonings behind it. Oh, Jasmine talked to him about NCAA and high school and, you know, PC version confirmed and all this stuff. It's like, nah.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about things about the game and things about the NBA and things about just a bunch of different topics, and I do think that without context, some of it loses meaning. It is a 2-hour podcast. So, I mean, you know, find that speed button and listen to Chipmunks a little bit.
But, yeah. Yeah. Well, certainly, while you're working on something, just have it on the background, just like a regular radio broadcast, I guess. And that's kind of how I listen back to it. I must admit, I don't listen to a lot of our shows because it's weird hearing your own voice. And
I was just there. I just listened to this. I just did this.
That's right. And certainly have to be a bit of a disconnect from it before you can listen to it again, because yeah, you've just been talking for X amount of hours. But I listened back and actually picked up a few things that I guess I missed because I was getting ready for the next question or whatever, and just trying to process everything. So I learned a few things on the second listen through actually that perhaps I didn't register the first time. Got even more information than I thought I did. So I was very pleased. It was our most listened to episode to date. So again, thank you, Sean, for helping boost our numbers. We do get quite a few of you tuning in every week, and we certainly appreciate that. But got a lot of interest, and to that extent, want to thank a lot of people in the extended NBA Live community and basketball video gaming community in general. Of course, Operation Sports gave us the front page post, directed a few people our way, naturally. EA Sports themselves tweeted out. That was really cool, actually. You know, as long as I've been doing this, John, it's still when I see EA, like, it's silly, and you know, you might think it's weird, but to see them retweet something we did or promote it like they did, and say, you know, the guys of the NLSC did this, tune in here, it validates a lot of the stuff that we do, and lets them know that, you know, we're not operating in a vacuum, and that the company that's making the game actually gives a damn about us. So
we got recognized. Woohoo!
Yeah, pretty much. But it's always cool to see. So thanks to EA, of course, for working with us, obviously, for giving up, letting Sean do it and letting and giving us some promotion. Let's see, 22 Cedric, Adam, Crucial VI, the NBA Live Stream Team, Dre Harper. I'm sorry I'm leaving out so many. We got a lot of promotion for this, and I threw out the video last week giving a little teaser. Yeah, it's and a lot of people retweeted that as well or shared it on social media or otherwise. Thanks for helping spread the word about it and getting the making sure that what we felt was really good content, and I still do feel it's really good content.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for helping us get the word out there. You know, that was because, again, a lot of great information, so we wanted to share that. That's why we did it. You know, I'm always concerned, and I said this to you before we recorded last week, John, about not wanting to be fanboys about the whole thing. We did fanboy out a little bit because we heard some things we really liked for a start, and yeah, it's really cool to get the executive producer on the podcast.
Something that we do every week, and just all of a sudden we got this big name with us, and it was an amazing experience, and it was a lot of great information for the site, and I'll go ahead and say it's still unbelievable that we got to talk about as much as we did. I think that you said in the post, I mean, it was an uncut podcast. We didn't have to hide anything.
We recorded it early just in case that Sean accidentally went into an area that he wasn't supposed to and made sure that everyone at EA was okay with it and that he was okay with it. And he said, it's all good. Put it out there. You know, that everything that we talked about on the show went into what you heard. So nothing was held back. That was awesome.
I still can't believe that.
Well, they didn't make us cut out the PC version. Unfortunately, you know, you said PC version confirmed. You were kidding. Unfortunately, no PC version confirmed for live. And interesting situation with that. And, you know, not going to bury the lead. Tune in to find out about that. I mean, obviously, we'll talk a little bit about...
Obviously, if they're listening to this, they know what the deal is. So,
yeah. But, you know, we'll talk a little bit about what was said in the interview, some of the highlights, perhaps. But, again, we can't do that justice, not without doing a four-hour show today. So, big recap. But we'll recap some of the things, some of the highlights, I guess, that stood out to us. But absolutely, if you haven't checked it out yet, at some point when you've got some time that you can set aside to listen to it, or you're doing something else and just want something interesting to listen to in the background, we certainly feel it's interesting at any rate. Check it out. It's right there on the NLSC, of course. But one of the things that stood out to me, John, was, again, that it sounds like, with all the trouble that Live's had, is that, you know, Sean and some of the other guys there sound like they're the right guys for the job.
Totally. It just sounds like they've got a direction, and they've got a way that they're going to go about updating the game, which is unique. Like the whole splitting up of gameplay and graphics and onboarding compared to doing, I think I called them incremental updates across the board.
Yeah.
It's going to be really interesting to see how this plays out, because that is something that's been unprecedented when it comes to sports video games. And it's something that we talk about. I remember this being a... Oh, God, discussed, I want to say 5-6 years ago, back when there was a lot more games coming out. We had the 3 NBA games a year rather than one. And talking about how the yearly grind is ruining innovation, and how we have one company innovating this, the other company innovating that. And would it be better if companies just like all kind of get together and say, okay, we're all going to do gameplay this year. Okay, we're all going to do death mode this year and all that stuff. But which is just silly thinking back at it now. Yes, let's all collude to work together.
Yeah.
But no.
Let's not compete, you know.
Who wants competition? I mean, nothing good can come from that, right?
There's plenty of money to go around. I mean.
No, I thought it was... that is probably the biggest takeaway, to really kind of understand how they're going about this. And that's what he gave us. He gave us an understanding of their game plan for not only this year, but for next year.
And I can respect that. And it's... I guess an approach that they really need to do, because there's things that you really need to bring up to date. And, you know, me being the big Dynasty geek that I am, obviously I like to see that get the big upgrades year after year and not have to wait. But then if the game, it's like Sean said, if the gameplay's not up to scratch, do you really want to play the depth modes? So, I mean, there's part of me that's, I guess, disappointed and wants to see everything go in every single year, but at the same time, understanding the logistics of the whole thing and thinking, well, there's a reason for it. They're not just doing it for laziness or
stupidity. Is that word?
But, well, that's the word people would say. Oh, look how lazy they've been with the Dynasty mode. No, that's some things. A choice was made. And like we saw with Live 14, some choices don't always work out. Hopefully this one will. It's an interesting approach.
Very interesting approach. And I guess if you know, I'll take that as like what you would consider your disappointment from the podcast. Mine would probably be like when I'm very happy to have the clarification now because they won't run into an Elite 11 situation. But when I got the clarification on what real time physics were, and how they're being used, I you could probably hear my heart break as he was saying, "Well, no, you can't really, you know, completely wreck Nate Robinson with Big Baby." It's more for, you know, hands, you know, just kind of sliding around other hands and not clipping through, for shot blocks and stuff like that. That just made me like, ah, and then the follow up of like, you know, maybe in the, you know, maybe next year, we'll turn them on for like screens and stuff. It's like, oh, just thinking about the physics that we see in Madden and NHL and FIFA and everything, it glitches and good stuff and bad stuff aside. It's just one of the great, unique things that, I'd like to see the game do. And actually, that's one question that's something I wanted to bring up to you in the follow up to the interview. My biggest, like, not regret, but the biggest question that I didn't get to ask, just because I, you know, I wanted to let the poor guy leave.
He dedicated a lot of his time because we were chatting a little bit before and after him too.
Just a little bit.
Get to know him. Yeah. Well.
My biggest thing that I didn't get to ask was what would be something that would help the streamability, is the word I used, of NBA Live 15. What's going to make people want to tune into live streams of this game? What's going to make people want to tune into YouTube videos of this game? What's going to be shareable about this game? Because when we have Live 14, you know, he said 400 new dunks. Great. But like, you know, in Live 14, we see the same dunks over and over again. That helps the variety. But I want to know what kind of uniqueness that we would have gotten from the game. Like when you, I don't want to go right to the competition, but I mean, there's a lot of live streams of the park because it's all online mode and you never play the same game twice. It's pretty much impossible to unless you play the same people.
I mean, my guess to that would be Rising Star, maybe just the whole making a story out of it, because of course 2K is doing the very story driven, presenting it as a story. So it's already there. Would people with Live 15's Rising Star make up a story and fill in the gaps and create
incremental update though, or minimal update?
Yeah, absolutely. But that's my guess of what the answer would be. But yeah, whether that
I'd
would
probably say Ultimate Team maybe. But
Ultimate Team, yeah.
Did you have any questions like that you wanted to ask but didn't end up?
You know what? You know what? I'm actually kicking myself about. We asked about the shots, and that's good because they're actually, you know, we'll again get into a little bit of what they said within the interview, what was said. We're going to have the shot feedback this year and the shot indicators, which are very welcome, trying to make jump shots in NBA Live 14. So that's a great bit of info right off the bat. I didn't ask about free throws. And that's, I'm never going to get the damn team meter back. And probably for the best too, but I'm guessing it's going to be the same. And I might reach out to Sean and see if we can get a bit of a clarification on that. As he said, he's willing to come back and even bring along his top gameplay producer as well, so we can definitely ask more questions in the future.
And we can also get questions for that, since that is, you know, in the future. You know, we can obviously try to integrate in what you guys, the listeners, the community, might want to hear from that. So
absolutely. So we'll probably take some questions a little bit in advance of that, before setting it up with Sean and his team. But yeah, the free throws, it's, and I often forget about it, much like Shaquille O'Neal, but you know what? He made a pretty good career despite neglecting free throws, so hey. No, it's little details like that, isn't it, that you just think, oh, I forgot to ask about that minute detail. And I felt we covered a lot, you know, you went through like the laundry list, legends in outside Ultimate Team, you know, we did that, and again, honest answers, and even when the answers weren't positive or, you know, yes, we're doing it this year, to at least get an answer and a clear picture of that stuff, it's useful. I mean, not all news is good news, and not everything we hear is what we necessarily want to hear right now, but
at least we got the news.
Yeah, exactly. we got the details, and
it goes a long way, just hearing
it does, and to know the community feedback does matter and they are keeping tabs on us and everything. That's it's great to know that that, and of course, you know, we have some with a bit of a relationship with 2K in that respect, and of course we got Leftos there, but certainly we do go long back with EA. But as far as some of the highlights go, I mentioned the shot indicator. I know you've got to like that because jump shooting, that was That could be painful.
Yeah. I even said it during the podcast. I still can't shoot in Live 14. And what I hated, I didn't bring this up to him, but I hated, you know, at the beginning, was because you don't know how to play the game. And it's like, I put my hours in, man.
Yeah.
And I just put up to, you know, the dumb luck of the quick release. But the shot meter was huge, just because, I guess with Live 14, it does, even though I will stand by the X's and O's aspect of that. And it just, what's the best way to put this? It kind of felt like I wasn't in as much control as I'd like to be. But with stuff like size ups coming back, man, and like size ups, that is just huge for me. Like that is,
and I like that the signature dribbling is just integrated now as dribbling, because when you think about it, it was a cool idea. But I mean, if a player has a distinct style of dribbling the ball, they're going to use that. That's how they dribble the ball. You know, they're not going to have that, you know, a standard dribble and then their signature crossover. They're going to be using their moves because that's what they do. That's how they handle the ball. So it makes a lot more sense to have it integrated just into the dribbling and use that control for the motion offense and also, yeah, the
The motion size offense. Ups. I don't care. Like I know I got into it a little bit with him about the motion offense and stuff, and it kind of took him off guard. There is one thing I want to talk about the gameplay about. The motion offense! Whoa, how'd you know that? I read your stuff, man. No, that is, I just like, good. Just go buy a PS3 as if it's a simple thing for you to do. Go buy a PS3, go get your hands a copy, yourself a copy of NCAA Basketball 10, because that it's going to be nice.
I want to do it, especially since I've got NBA 2K14 for free on the PS3, thanks to the PlayStation Plus offer. So if I can find a cheap one on eBay or something.
Yeah, but those load times, though.
Yeah.
Those load times, though.
I mean, of the animation quality better and more variety, as you said, getting that number on the dunk animations, that was pretty cool.
The scans and there's so much in that damn interview.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the notes that you made for me that I'm gonna have to go through and put into our big recap article, which again is not gonna do it justice. But let's see, similar to FIFA, less control with more turbo, more control without. The shot feedback, of course, the shooting indicator, physics you mentioned before.
PC
difficult with the mark and everything, but for us, that's just, especially now with the 2K15 being next gen, when I'm getting ahead of ourselves here, but 2K, you know, with what we know about 2K15 on PC, you know, as a community, we just need to show how much we support the PC platform. But yeah, we kind of have to wait on that one as far as Live is concerned. Not the best news, but a straight answer. That was good. Getting a straight answer on the situation.
And hell, a straight answer on the no local saves, and I had to go after that one too.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, you know, talking about how that's actually probably the biggest one that kind of came out, just because that is a big deal for the community. It's a big deal. It's been a part of the game since PS1, having local saves for rosters and everything, and it's not in the game again. And his explanation was that, you know, the technology is not there, and knowing how scrambled, I guess, is the best way to describe it, or how he used to describe it, I should say, everything was, and for Live 14, and knowing that the tech wasn't there to exist to put in there and everything, it's not a flip of the switch. So like some of the first comments I saw were, oh my god, no sliders again, oh my god, no local saves again, no buy. At least you know that in August, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
At least you know that, and they were forthcoming with it, and it's not a October 8th, what have I done?
Exactly. Yeah.
So, I mean, knowing that from now and realizing it and making the informed decision, which is something that we're going to talk about at length coming up here.
And again, it's not their vision. They know about these customization features that they wanted and did mention that maybe Live 16, we're going to start seeing some of that stuff back, and certainly hope so.
I didn't take that as a maybe. I took it as a, you know, the focus for Live 16. Maybe this is a context thing.
Yeah.
But I took it more of as a focus that, you know, next year.
Well, that's certainly the current plan. I mean, plans can go awry, as we've seen. But Yeah, that is the current
an NBA Live
saying,
game not yeah. going awry? Really?
Yeah.
No, it was definitely promising. It was definitely reassuring. And
yeah.
it sounds like it sounds like they got a plan together. And it's going to be very interesting.
For me, again, being the Dynasty player, to hear that, to get that clarification, because remember that fan-sided interview, or it might have been EGM, but Sean made that comment about it being on the back burner, or that was the way it was interpreted, I think, when fan-sided put it up, that Dynasty wasn't. And it made it sound like it was going to be phased out, you know, and I thought that it may have been taken out of context, so that's why I wanted to ask about it. And it was really good to hear that, if anything, that mode is going to evolve. And it's going to keep the core principles that I like and so many other Dynasty enthusiasts like, but that it's going to be there in some form and evolve with the game rather than just bringing back what we've seen before. And that was...
And get girlfriends again, and wives into the game.
Yeah. It was good. It was really good to hear that and to know that those modes are going to get some things and that they've actually received some minor but still fairly substantial updates to the trade logic and things like that, because that's important. That's... The little things under the hood have been tinkered with this year, and I was so glad I was able to bring up the edit player thing to change jersey numbers. If that can get in this year, awesome. And if it can get in next year, that's pretty cool too. You know, as long as it's in there at some point moving forward. And like I said in the Friday Five, if that happens this year, guys, or next year, I'm taking credit for it. But no, it was. I'm trying to summarize everything, and again, just can't do it justice how much of an info dump that was. Live 14 getting updates, getting a roster update.
Friggin', I'd call it a megaton. That's huge. That you know, and he said it's unprecedented. I felt the need to try to speak up and correct him, but at the same time, it's like, shut up, John. Just because, like,
it depends. I mean, if they're actually going to push through some faces and things for the rookies, I mean, that would be unprecedented, wouldn't it?
No, I guess. I mean, they did use create a player for Blake Griffin and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I suppose NBA Jam on Friday, but to that extent, I guess. That was really cool to find out and to get some clarification on the old tech that had to be used with the Ignite engine, which again confirms something we've said before, is that the Ignite engine hasn't been properly used with assets that can really take advantage of it yet. And the whole, separating the gather animations and the shot animations, and that led to the awkwardness, things like that, and finding out why and, you know, what they had to work with and that stuff. It was, yeah, the insight was fantastic, both on this year, last year, and future, basically.
And I think one of the bigger things that I took away from it, again, this isn't a selling of the game. This isn't it's EA and we're NBA-live.com. It's just more of a, we have gotten so accustomed to 2K. All of us have. I mean, you can't be a fan of basketball games and not have gotten used to 2K for the past 5 years.
Or deny what they've done.
Or deny what they've done. You haven't.
It's credited. The EA is still not denying what they've done, yeah.
And to be the biggest, you know, contrast about it, you know, we got you to play the game. This year is of me just like, you got to try it. It's on PC, man. Come on now.
Well, to be honest, I picked up 2K10, so it only took me a year to do it. And that's, I guess, why I've gotten into the 2K series as I have, because they've adopted some things from Live that I've liked, like some of the control aspects. And
stick dribbling.
Yeah. I'm still iffy about having the shot stick on it at the same time, but, you know, it's haven't stuffed up too bad with 2K14. But yeah, anyway, it's, yeah.
But I think the thing he said is that, you know, there is that norm, there is that expectation to have that 2K product, essentially.
Yes.
And what made me sad is that he did talk about how we need to move away from, like, it's just not going to, what's the best way to put this? My interpretation of what he said, that it's forward focused. And with 2K becoming the new norm, it's going to be difficult to ever try to go back to the way things were. Like I said, split button for life. Never going to get split button again. And, you know, I'm crying a little bit now, just a little bit.
Well, actually, you know what? One of the funniest criticisms I've seen of NBA Live 14's controls is that they were last gen. Which, I mean, if that's, I can see where it's coming from. But, you know, 2K14 on PS4 had the same controls as 2K14 on last gen as well. So, I mean, I don't know. I think the controls of 14 work fine. I think the controls of 2K14 work fine. Both Live and 2K in their own way. So, and I'm glad that Live is actually sticking with their approach to controls. That because ideally we'd have the two games of similar quality that could be viable alternatives. But okay, do you like 2K's approach to the controls, or do you like Live's approach to the controls? Do you like 2K's bonus features, for lack of a better word, or do you like the flavor content of Live? You know. And you can make the choice that way, or indeed, if you're like us, and you know have nothing better to spend your money on, like a new Fallout game, you get both. So yeah, it's no, I don't buy into that whole last gen control thing. You know, apologies to the people who've said that, but I only kind of get where you're coming from on that one. But yeah, no split button, man. You know, you're just gonna have to go back and play NBA Live 07 and have your dunk, not just dunk and layup and shoot, but dunk and layup and shoot.
That
was overkill. I'm sorry, I didn't like that.
Yeah, that was a little bit much. Especially when you tried to do like dunks with Nash just by
yes.
That awkward adjustment.
I actually went back recently, as I've mentioned. I've still gotta save them all and upload them all, getting screenshots for our articles and various sub sites and everything, getting the screenshots gallery up and running again for the older games, going back and playing that and playing NBA Live 07. Yeah, and forgetting that they had the three buttons and just, what, that's weird. I didn't want to dunk, I just wanted to layup. Oh, that's right. Dunk and layup and shoot. Yes, that's right.
We want more options. You've given us too many options.
No, you know when it gets too much is when there's a dunk button, a layup button, a shoot button, and a shot fake button. Yeah, that's when it's getting overkill.
And Freestyle Superstars.
On top of everything else, yeah. But to bring it back to the interview, yeah, just so much. Again, I say it again, and it sounds cliche. We just can't do it justice to try and recap 2 hours of a really good conversation, really good information in, without making this episode longer than we want it to be. I'm just looking at the list if there's anything else that we really need to perhaps mention to whet people's appetite if they really want to. 2 hours. Freestyle passing is back, or some an equivalent. It's probably not going to be called that, but the practice facility, supposedly better switching this year. We won't be able to change the camera angle, but there'll be a better camera angle.
Believe it when I see it. Sorry,
but that's what we've been told. Animation quality. I mean, that's a lot of things people have to see to believe. But of course, there will be a trial version of it. So
indeed, yeah,
and I think that's going to be the big thing for them is to show, not tell. And, of course, people want to see gameplay footage. But, again, a lot of information in that interview. So when you get a chance, by all means, go back and listen to it. We will be recapping it as best we can in written form with some other pointers, you know, what we know about NBA Live 15, that kind of thing. But for the context and the depth and just, you know, not to do our own horn, but what I feel was a pretty solid interview. And people seem to have they've given us some very nice compliments about our interview style and whatever. So I feel we did a decent enough job of getting the information, and Sean was very forthcoming, so check it out. That's all I can say. Any other final thoughts on the interview, John?
High fives.
Yeah, high fives across the Pacific. And of course, well, actually, we're across the whole continent for you, so yeah, we need to stretch.
Just a little bit.
But before we wrap up the NBA Live 15 stuff, the screenshots have been coming out, mostly arena screenshots as of late. The United Center up today, so I don't care about anything else. I've seen the Bulls one. That's no.
Of course. But
a couple of people have said, why aren't you showing the players? Just hiding, trying to hide something with the screenshots. And I say, well, you can't really show off the whole arena with a close-up. And they have shown shows. I mean, the first thing we saw was a close-up of the players' faces. So we have seen that. But, I mean, I would definitely like to see more players' uniforms, close-up shots. But arena shots are nice, and well, you're a court guy, so what's your take?
They're nice. That's a simple way of putting it. I'm very happy with what I've seen so far. I don't really know what else I could say about it.
Did you notice the moon in the Cavs arena?
No.
It's there, apparently. It's in the roof, just like the Timberwolves arena.
You're kidding.
And you did a Dumb Mondays on this. It was a Dumb Fact Monday when it was whichever it was branded as at the time.
Holy crap! No way, that's not a moon.
That's not a moon.
What the hell is that? Right click, copy image. Actually, you know what? Just use image viewer for this. You've made me stop botting. you shall pay dearly for this. What the hell? That's I don't think that's a moon. I think it's on the other side, though. What the frig is that? Is that a speaker?
That's no moon.
That is no moon. I don't know what that is. It's not a moon.
Not a moon? Okay.
Death Star. It looks very pixelated, zoomed in. I don't know what the hell that is. That's something, though.
I mean, let me just take a look what I was...
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, man.
It's up top right-hand corner.
And it's also like, in the top center of the middle one.
Mm.
Oh, I mean the bottom left.
Yeah, so it is. You may be right. That may be no moon. But I saw that and just, I immediately thought of the you identifying that in NBA Live 14. So, I mean, that's, I guess, all I've got to say about the screenshots. They're living worlds that look pretty cool. You know, the players have obviously been the focus this year because that's where the real criticism was last year, but... Nice to get the screenshots, but I certainly am looking forward to getting something a bit closer up as well.
Indeed. But, hey, like I said, I'm sure we'll find out before the 7th, so...
That's right. So, moving on to NBA 2K15 now. PC Next Gen.
Oh, baby!
It just feels like a
blippin' cha-ching joke.
Yes.
It's... Oh, I just see Leftos laughing for some reason. I every time we say it, it just like chills down my back because there's so much we need to talk about with this.
Absolutely. We did do a bulletin on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/NBA Live Series Center. Looking to do a few more of those little updates as well, a little more video content. So we talked about it a bit, but
oh my God.
Yeah, obviously huge. I mean, this is what we've been asking for, speculating for months. We've been trying to caution people not to get their hopes up. I mean, I think you and I, we both felt there was a decent chance with some of the what could have been hints, and fortunately, it looks like those were indeed hints that you know that there was merit to it, basically. Oh, so awesome.
I need to update my predictions.
Yeah,
I think I said it was a full version of PS360.
But and that's you know, we've got the full port, so we're getting all this great stuff and a couple of features that we'll talk about shortly, of course. Yeah, I mean,
I have to read out this.
The funny thing is there was that initial excitement. Fortunately, we didn't have any. We weren't running a backup at the time. Actually, that was the best thing about our interview as well, because sometimes our server backup happens around the middle of the month. Sometimes it's the beginning, sometimes it's the middle. And I thought, oh, please don't go down. Please have no downtime when this happens. But we survived the interview again. Lots of people tuning in. Our most listened episode ever. And then, of course, the day before that was the 2K15 news. So, we survived. I was like, please don't go down. This is please have no backup schedule this time. But we didn't. We're up. We survived that. The good vibes lasted about 2 hours, and then the arguments about system requirements began.
Oh my God. And I did a dumb Monday article on it just because it was so depressing. I was like, can we just please have something nice?
Can we enjoy this?
First of all, it's still, you know, we got plenty to talk about next gen 2K15. But okay, and what it means for PC. Okay, so this stuff. So the dumb Monday article I just did yesterday, as of this recording. But of course, when this is released, we'll see. Essentially, I said, just be patient. Get informed and be patient. And this is what I was saying before we even learned anything about the PC version. We had people saying, oh my God, they want my money. I'm supposed to pre-order now. I don't even know what I'm getting. No, you don't have to pre-order. You don't have to do anything until you know what you're going to get. No one is forcing you to do anything. So we find out that it's next gen. All these people who were complaining, I'm not buying it unless it's next gen. I'm not buying it unless it's next gen. I'm not going to pre-order unless it's next gen. Congratulations, you are now pre-ordering. What do we get to complain about now? Well, I need to know what I need to upgrade to. I need to know what I need to have for a video card. Can I run this at 1080p, 60 frames per second? Can I run this at, you know, at all? It's just like, stop. Because I know once we answer this question, can we mod? Is RedMC going to work? What about hex editing? Is it going to be blocked by VAC with Steam? Is it going to be fully Steam integrated? Are we going to have Steam Workshop support?
And we did cover this. We covered this in the bulletin. And of course, we've said it in the forum as well. And it's fine to speculate. We don't want to shut down anyone's conversation. But do realize that until we get some solid information straight from the source themselves, it's hard to answer these questions, you know.
It's not like we know.
Yeah.
And
we were in the dark about the PC version as well, so we had our fingers crossed like everyone else.
I think the best thing to do is wait. And if you have money now, you absolutely have to spend to buy an upgrade for your computer or buy a new computer by the time 2K15 comes out on PC, then do it. There are ways to figure this out. You know, look at the requirements for Watch Dogs. Look at the requirements for the Golf Club. And I keep mentioning that game. It just came out today, actually, officially, because that is a port directly from the PS4 version. The developer said this is a port from the PS4 version. It's designed to work on PS4 systems. If you do not have a good graphics card, even though this is a PC game, even though it has scalable graphics, it is not going to work for you.
The optimization, yeah.
And it's not optimized for PC.
If you're going to be a PC gamer, sorry to cut you off, but if you're going to be a PC gamer, you might as well go for broke and don't just try and meet the requirements. You want to exceed them because you want to make sure that the game is coming in the next few years.
But at the same time, we're talking about hundreds of dollars there.
True, but it depends. If you are that PC gamer, I mean, we're talking about hundreds of dollars on the new consoles we just dropped last, you know, we dropped on the last consoles last year, so...
Yeah, but we're not everybody.
No, we are insane. You know, we make no bones about that, but...
It's just more of a...
Yeah.
I just...
Do it within budget, but realize that if you can upgrade and get anything, you know, get the top of the line, or, you know, certainly not middle of the range, that's obviously going to be the best option if you're going to be a PC gamer. I mean, you want as much power as you can possibly afford, I guess.
But see, I should be the last person to say this. But there is no problem in waiting. I guarantee you, by October 8th, we will know what can and cannot run this game. So if you want to wait a day and then wait for the video card to come and get, you know, to get you and or to get it and everything. So, you know, you might have to do that. I honestly don't know how much I can afford right now for a new video card.
Yeah.
And I have a 560 Ti right now. And I can run Watch Dogs. I can run the Golf Club. 20 to 30 frames per second. That's not going to cut it for a basketball game for me.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to want to play it on max because I'm going to hopefully mod it. what did I say on Twitter? I'm going to mod all the things.
I'm running a quad core, so I'm not even an i3. So I know that I'm going to have to upgrade most likely. Well, I'm going to see, but my PC is 5 years old. And I've pretty much upgraded it to as much as it can do. So this is kind of like, well, this is a good excuse to upgrade, basically. So for me, but again, I also want to wait and see what the requirements are and see, well, okay, you know, I've got a PS4. So if I'm really itching to play it, I'll play it well on the PS4, see how it runs on the PC. Okay, I'll need to upgrade my PC and then I can fully enjoy the PC version. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I have options. I have options, obviously, with the PS4.
And like I said, it's not a big thing just to wait. I guess the biggest thing is that there's nothing saying that we have to have it on our own timetable. It'd be nice to know. It'd be great to know. It'd be great to see them be transparent about these kind of things and, you know, be open about what is going on with the PC version from the beginning and all that stuff. But it generated hype. It generated more sales for them by waiting to announce. It's just marketing. And if you don't like that, don't buy the game. If you don't like the fact that they have a marketing plan, don't buy it. If you don't like the fact that they're not telling you the specifications, this is how you get back at them.
Yeah.
But it's pretty childish. I'm not saying it's childish. It's your decision. And I don't want to make this sound like a bullying thing or anything to force people to... I mean, if you're going to be on the NLSC and you're going to be playing the game and openly telling us you're playing the game, you're buying the damn game. You're not pirating it.
Yeah,
we'll kick your ass. I don't care who you are. I'm sorry. Who can I pick on? Chris. You're out.
Yeah.
But it's just more of a... Man. It just... Be patient, be informed, and make decisions. And just know that you are a consumer. You do have power with your almighty dollar bill or whatever your local currency is. And that's how you make your statement. Now, if you're that upset that you don't know the specifications right now, then don't pre-order it right now. Wait Absolutely. Until the specifications come out. Wait till you can even pre-order it on Steam. So, and be careful with retail sites, the key sites. Because, again, there's no point in pre-ordering right now.
Yeah.
There's no point.
The bonuses, they're not going to run out of the bonuses, basically.
It's digital.
Yeah. I just need to throw this out there. I've just got messages from Leftos. He's very eager to hear what we have to say about My League. And yes, Leftos, we are going to get there. And you will like what we have to say, so, you know, stay tuned. I know you're listening right now, even though I'm looking at the message. So this is this weird cosmic thing that happens when we digitally broadcast. But, you know, it's... I want to get into this a bit more when we do talk about My League. You mentioned the whole not being spoiled or childish or anything, but people online really seem to get upset about things that they shouldn't get upset about. I'm trying to frame it because it's very interesting. Like, okay, there's a website, the Yahoo's NBA website, and they've got all their news articles, and then they've got a couple of blogs.
A bunch sometimes of Yahoos. They've
got, yeah, but you know, you got Ball Don't Lie, and sometimes they've got an in-depth discussion on Ball Don't Lie. Sometimes it's just like, oh, in the lighter side of the NBA, this funny video. And people get really upset about the article they're not interested in. Like it's taken up valuable real estate or something. And it's basically the equivalent of like when you had print media and it just had the little corner left. What do we put there? Oh, it's, oh, did you know? You know, just a little factoid or something in the corner of the page. That's essentially what it is. But they get so upset that something they don't like exists. And I guess the classic example these days, a perfect example these days, that the popular music scene that the kids are all into these days.
rap music.
Yeah, Justin Bieber, Miley Cyrus. Incredibly popular, but also incredibly hated by a lot of people. And I'm not a fan of either, but I don't really care. You know, I don't have to listen to their music. I don't even have to read about what they do. Sometimes through the way pop culture works, you may hear about it, obviously. But, you know, games I'm not interested in playing, TV shows, movies I'm not interested in watching, I can't get angry about it or say that it doesn't have a right to exist because it doesn't affect the fact that the stuff I am interested in is there. And I will, again, touch on it with My League because we had it again. But and it goes, no one's forcing you to pre-order. No one's forcing you to spend money on a new console or a new PC or anything. It's all up to you. I mean, take responsibility for your own actions, I guess, is what... I mean, it's just...
One way to put it, yeah.
You know, just, do you want to pre-order? Well, not really. Well, don't. You know, if... I think it's a whole, you know, marketing BS. Well, fine, then act on that gut instinct.
But at the same time... don't expect them to cater to you. I mean, that's not their...
Yeah.
I mean, it's their job, but it's not their job. It's their job to sell as many as they can and everything, but, you know, you're one of many. I hate to say this. It's a lot of self-awareness BS, which can get into really ugly situations.
I was going to say, I mean, you've got the background in psychology, so you can probably put this down to a medical... You know, break it down medically, but...
If you want to.
Maybe not. Well, in your mind, I mean, we don't need to insult everyone with, you know, Latin terminology now, but it's, I mean, I guess that's just the way we gamers are, I guess, sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah, and I'm not saying that everyone's bad, and I'm singling out the people who are actively trying to make an issue of this.
Oh, it's the vocal minority, and because someone will make the free speech argument, of course you're free to say whatever stupid crap you want, but just realize that it's probably not the best approach, the best mindset. You know, you'd be much... well, that too. But, I mean, we're not going to ban you for it. But, you know, if you want to take our advice, if you want to be happy...
S-T-F-U. No.
if you want to be happy and you're not happy that Happy's not on the 2K15 soundtrack, yeah, it's strange. But, again, I want to get into that a little bit later because there's the whole... thing with My League and the association, but yeah, and you summed it up perfectly in Dumb Mondays. That's don't buy into the BS. Don't be impatient. If you've got those concerns, go with your gut.
Yeah, just wait it out, and we'll all be here. Don't worry, the site's not going to go away.
Just chill, man.
Chill, man. Can't get the dude over here.
You know, it's gonna be okay. You know, it's all copacetic. But obviously, very excited. You know, PC.
Oh, God. There's not even a way to describe it. I'm just like, ah.
The one thing, I guess, and we touched on this in our NLC news bulletin. We need to get some audio for that. We need to get some kind of post production on that. That's more than I can handle. Requirements we're waiting for. The other thing we need to wait for, of course, is what we can do as far as modding is concerned, because there is a very, very, very good chance that our tools are going to be very, very useless. So we need to find out exactly what's going to happen there, what the file formats are, what we can do with what's available at the moment, find who can actually start reverse engineering and doing some stuff with it. May take some time. So the day one mods are probably not going to be there. I mean, we don't know yet. Again, we do not know, but it's something I think we feel we need to prepare people for. Last year, with 2K14 being so similar to 2K13, with the file formats, we're able to just use a lot of stuff flat out, and or at least convert it much more easily. The rosters, of course, took a while with Red MC. But, yeah, I mean, that is a reality. I was going to say sad reality, but, I mean, we're going to have an awesome game. So it could be a much worse
situation. We're going to full next-gen port, man.
it could be a much worse situation. But do keep in mind that right now we don't know what we're going to be able to do. Logic says very good chance that we won't be able to do a lot of stuff day one. Of course we're going to be trying to do stuff from day one. I mean, come on.
You know what? I do think that it is wrong to say there won't be anything day one, because there's going to be day one stuff. There's always text mod. There's always cheat engine. There's always a way to customize the PC version to what you want it to be.
Yeah.
And
I suppose sliders, if nothing else, sliders or just a custom save of some kind. But
yeah. And I think the way I'm going to approach it with cheat engine and stuff is like I can load up the game and find where the roster's kept and get the raw uncompressed data from that and then hopefully save in game and have it save the changes. Don't patch that out. I actually talked to Vlad a little bit and he taught me there's this great tool on Moddingway. I'm going to get the name of it right here as my 3,000 item downloads folder loads. AFS Explorer. And it's actually a tool that will go into files and actively figure out what compression they are and allow you to decompress them, which is really useful for making tools. It's actually part of the steps he used to make RedMC for if stuff. So we're obviously not powerless.
Hmm.
It's just... I mean,
well, you know, set the bar low and then
yeah.
Wow, everyone, on day one, sure.
Just don't expect nothing, but don't expect...
Everything.
Don't expect nothing, but don't expect everything. And it'd be silly to think that we could just go in and start updating Cyberface textures and all of that. It's just not, that's not going to happen.
Hmm.
Sorry, mate. Well, actually, with TextMod, it would be possible. So I should probably take that back. Because, yeah.
I can't bother editing that out. Yeah, but just one of those things to keep in mind that there's a lot of stuff we don't know yet. So feel free to speculate, but be wary of anyone offering a definitive answer and don't expect a definitive answer right now. So.
Oh, God, I loved all the people taking credit. I called it. I was just like, really? We're going to go there with this?
Yeah.
We all made our predictions.
Yeah. Change his face. Be happy. Smile. It's just...
That was too good, though. I called it. I told you all. I was like, yeah, okay.
That said, I'm still definitely taking credit for Edit Play if it comes back in NBA Live 15. I'm
just for the numbers, man.
Yeah.
Like, that would just be, even still, it'd just be great to see that kind of feedback just show up in game.
Mm.
I'd give you props for it.
So, PC's next gen, 111, !! 111.
That's actually our notes for this podcast.
That is our notes, yeah. I might even do that for the show notes as well, in the synopsis, or the recap, whichever you want to say. Screenshot. We got a screenshot of the PC version and was able
PC
to get a...
They did specifically for the PC version.
Yes. Maybe unprecedented. Certainly rare.
I'll go unprecedented.
I'm just trying to remember if there ever was. I think it may be unprecedented.
I mean, certainly, if you're going to showcase graphics, that's the way to do it, man.
But before we talk about the screenshot, I also want to give a shout-out to Piston Nation in the forum, a great supporter, great enthusiastic member of the forum, and a great Lefto supporter who whipped up that image with the Your Time Has Come Kevin Durant picture and put the Lefto's cartoon face over Durant's face and had the Windows logo over the ball. It was
good.
Yeah.
That was great.
That was I really enjoyed that, and certainly we are all praising Lefthos as a god at the moment. the PC version.
As we don't even know if he actually had anything to do with it, but screw it.
Well, we're giving him the credit anyway. But that was a funny picture. So, yeah. Well done, just
smiling.
Well played. Yes.
Oh man, I it's still awesome to think about.
Yeah. And the work, if you do follow Lefthos on Twitter, you'll see occasionally mentions the kind of hours he's working, and there must be no more talk of laziness, basically. Again, freedom of speech, but we're going to exercise our freedom of speech to say that is just a stupid statement to say that they're lazy, because 16, 17 hour days, man. You know, I think he tweeted out something like 100 and something hours in the past, you know, week or a bit or whatever. And I'm like, oh,
go to sleep, man.
Yeah.
Don't kill yourself over this. We need you for next year.
but he has been working very hard on my league. Yes, Leftos, we're going to get there in a minute. We just want to gush over the screenshot first. That's
something.
that's something. I mean, we talk about all the patches for the mods for 2K14 and earlier, you know, the next-gen faces. And again, Razer has done such a great job with that tutorial, and people have been taken to it. But that screenshot, you know, picture, 1,000 words, old saying. There you go.
It's quality. And, you know, actually, I say it's quality, and that resolution was maybe a mistake on their part. Because if you look around, I'm going to pull a Ben here. If you look around the eyes and stuff, you can kind of see that it's kind of a muddy texture. I'm not going to get into nitpicks. It looks ban-friggin-tastic.
Floating jerseys sucks. Pre-order canceled. They are floating. Well, no, that's not Ben. That's other people in the community that we see. But yeah, the jerseys are floating a bit. But to be honest, I don't notice that stuff when I'm playing.
You're not going to notice it at all. But when you look at like around the eyes a little bit, you can see that kind of it gets a little muddy, and like the ear too. And that's just nitpicking upon nitpicking. It's just it's something that could be improved. Nothing wrong with that. There's going to be definitely things that any game can improve.
Sure.
It's just
And although I say, you know, I sneer at the whole floating jersey thing, I mean, yeah, it is a legitimate complaint. I mean, and certainly bring it up, but it's just some people take that stuff too far. It's why we joke about lace physics on the podcast all the time in the shoes.
Armpit hair physics.
Armpit hair physics, yeah.
Armpit hair.
Hey, Sean said, if you can find the picture, if you can find the video of it happening. I'm impressed, obviously. I'm not the biggest critic when it comes to graphics, but there it is, man. Next gen on PC. What can you say?
And it's only going to, well, hopefully, as long as we can mod it, it's only going to get better. Yeah.
That's so, right.
It's just bananas. I'm so happy, man.
Yeah. So I want to throw one more thing out before we get into my league. Just very quickly, it was mentioned today that Ernie Johnson has revealed that there'll be an Inside the NBA presence in the game. Although it's not actually going to be Inside the NBA. Steve from Operation Sports has already confirmed this, but Ernie and Shaq are going to be in the game in some kind of halftime show capacity or something along those lines. So that'll be definitely interesting to find out what that is. So stepping out the presentation, which they obviously did with the interviews last year in 2K14.
Yeah, and awesome.
yeah. Not much information at the moment, so we don't know, but you know, thumbs up for any kind of thing like that. Although I have to admit, I do end up skipping stuff like that after a while, because sometimes I just want to play or I don't really feel like sitting through it. So, but I always appreciate the effort that goes into it.
Yeah, I agree.
But not much else to say about that. It's
my
it's really
dream.
Cool.
It's time, Dave. Yeah. It's time.
Yeah, it's time. So, my league.
No, my dream. League. My dream.
My league.
My dream.
My league. Your my dream. Dream. Our dream.
Oh my God, left us. It's just one of those things where it's got to be. And I think I said this before. There's part of this is a lot of the natural progression of where a franchise mode would go. For those who don't know, and you should know, because if you're listening to this, you're probably someone who does know and is a little bit informed. It's essentially an NBA League sandbox. You can do a lot of things with it. There's brand new injury system. You can customize all these different sliders that we've never been able to customize before. We can't even mod these sliders if we wanted to. It's a lot of awesome things like that. And where it really gets giddy for me, and we talk about, I've mentioned the rabbit hole so many times, and it the injuries thing was part of it that really got Leftos and I excited before he got hired. Talking about what would it be like if, you know, Paul Pierce broke his knee in half and then slowly recovered with a knee brace and then, you know, all of that. And then they take it another step forward by having a injury rating for 16 specific body parts. And all that stuff applies for the other modes too. And it's It's my dream because I've always liked customizing these kind of things. And I threw out ideas in that article I did about it, where you could have like 25 EuroLeague teams and the five worst NBA teams to go against them all in a league for this mode, or add in the retro players, or screw the settings and have a trade frenzy of an NBA, or make things really, really difficult. And as if like you're trying to be Donald Stern. What's the guy's name again?
Donald Sterling.
There you go. Stern, what the hell? Good morning. And, you know, be like him, as if someone who's just completely blackballed from the entire league and can't make any trades with anybody by jacking up all of those difficulty settings. Can have players that just want to have different demands. It just, you can do so much. And this kind of customization is what I thrive off of with my mods. Yeah. And it's coming in the game. It's just like, oh.
And, you know, sandbox, I mean, that's obviously the best term for it. All those options, you know, just
control all 32 teams.
And just customize all these elements. And, you know, I alluded to, and I will get to my mini rant in a moment. I'll bring it round to justify the mention of Justin Bieber and Miley Cyrus. I'll get there. But Justin Bieber, we want my Justin mode. No, not at all. This addresses a big complaint from last year, obviously, because as great as my GM is, it wasn't to everyone's taste. Not everyone wants to necessarily do the management features. Not everyone wants to deal with VC. Obviously, that was the big controversy as well. You know, it's as awesome as that was, not necessarily the direction everyone wanted. But, you know, we just want a basic association mode. And if you want that, that's what my league is. Or that's what my league can provide. A mode similar to what we're used to. It's just got a different name, and obviously it's got a lot of new stuff.
So much.
A lot of new stuff. And this is, again, where I think we get too cynical as gamers. And again, we should always be critical. I'm not saying we should just lap everything up they give to us from either company. But people were upset that association got taken out. Or there certainly was a vocal contingent of people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it comes back. Different name, same features. And also, a lot of new features and improvements. A lot of new features and improvements. So in other words, you know, we heard what you said, and it gels with our plan of bringing this back. We left it out because we're trying new things on next gen, on the launch, on 2K14. But here it is back. Here it is, you know, bigger and better than ever. Awesome new stuff. You can do the stuff you were doing before, plus a whole bunch of new stuff. And people still said, well, association with a new name. Or, oh, well, we should have got that last year. Now, I think we've spoken at it so many times before on the show that we do get, and we, as much as anyone else, annoyed when features that were in previous game disappear or get brought and or subsequently get brought back and promoted like it's a big deal. Like, you know, we've got playoffs mode back in the game. Yeah, we had that in NBA Live 95. You know, that kind of thing. Absolutely get that. Don't entirely disagree. Although, I mean, there are reasons why these modes get taken out and shuffled around and re-kajiggered and whatever. That's a very technical term as well.
Kajiggered.
Yeah. too much Futurama. Sorry, guys. the kajigger. I mean, I get all that, and I don't disagree. At the same time, though, stop moving the freaking goalposts. Yeah. But stop moving the goalposts because, you know, you've asked for it, and they've got it. You know, you've said, okay, it's not there. We want it back. And they give it to you, and then you complain because it should have been in the game last year. And you've got a point. It would have been nice to be in the game last year, but your complaint was addressed. You know, it's like...
You won.
you got what you wanted, and you're still finding a way to be unhappy.
And obviously we're calling out specific people here without calling out specific people here.
Absolutely.
This isn't the community at large.
The cynical stuff, you know, we all get a bit cynical at times as gamers. This is the worst of the worst, the cream of the crop of the worst. This is the vocal minority that somehow ends up representing gamers, you know,
yeah.
Unfortunately. And I just, again, never discourage freedom of speech, but certainly something that I would exercise my freedom of speech to speak out against and discourage that point of view because I think it makes us look bad, ill-educated, ungrateful, stupid, you know, that's they're giving us what we want, but we're still not happy. What do you know? It's And again, it marginalizes what, you know, our good friend Leftos is doing and all the other people at 2K, what they're doing now and been doing for years. It's like the whole laziness thing. It's
don't know what you're talking about.
It's kind of, and I know I shouldn't get so worked up about it, but it's just having met people in the industry and, dare I say, growing up and realizing how these games are made and that, or just realizing that it, you know, it's not all about you, it's not all about the individual. It's and that if you do get something that you've asked for, you know, if somebody can come through and deliver on a request, it's wrong to then turn around and slap them in the face and say, well, you know.
You should have done this before.
Yeah, took long enough or whatever. It's that's my pet peeve, you know, when it comes to the gaming community. That not that we shouldn't be critical, or of course we feel like, oh well, it should have been in last year, or would have been nice if we at least got something like this last year, or at least the old association mode. But the complaints, they did not fall on deaf ears, and now we've got this really awesome looking mode that we're going to get on PC. So, you know. And well, that was the other thing, of course, is like people say, oh, we know it's, you know, we only care about PC. Then we found out that next gen's getting it. We're actually going to get My League on PC, so it was great to see that excitement. But
it's a headache.
It is, and you know, not to bring the whole mood of the show down, or and if you're listening to this, you know these people. It's Jerry Seinfeld. Who are these people? you know who we're talking about, and if not, maybe you're one of them. No, you know these complaints. Chances are you understand it too, and we get the frustration. But it is awesome. But I mean, that's my rant on the whole cynicism. Putting that aside, will not change the fact that this is a great mode, and now we get to enjoy it. Like you say, the rabbit hole idea, and Leftos even was able to come to the forum and say, "Do you want to have the automatic assignment of these things? Do you want it to be automatic, or do you want to be able to just change it afterwards?" And even getting that feedback and whatever's been able to implement into the game is fantastic. But yeah, and for me, I mean, I've mentioned it so many times before, but my career, I'm not too fond of the direction that's going with the too scripted. My team depends on what they do with VC and how fair the reward packs, you know, the rewards are and the packages are, the packs are. My GM liked the concept, wasn't too big on a fan of the execution. This could be my mode, you know, the Association Dynasty on steroids kind of thing. And that's what it's been described as, Association on steroids. And steroids are controversial, and we don't condone them. But in this case, yeah, it's...
Anything Leftos does is allowed to be on steroids.
That beard is not natural.
Hex on steroids is still... I love that tool. Like, with a passion.
But, so. My takeaway from my long-winded rant is that this is awesome, and by all means we should criticize it, but it sounds like this is just going to be something that we can really enjoy, from the customization, being able to do what you want. You know, if you want to, you know, I want to do my 82-game season and simulate if you don't want to. You want to do your 14-game season, you know, just playing that. And it's being able to play the game the way you want. That's the big thing. And not just having all this detail. Obviously, that detail is great, being able to have the accessories automatically applied when there's injuries, all this stuff, all this customization. And I guess if you're not interested in that, you can just basically play a fairly plain association-type mode without the MyGM stuff. Maybe you just tweak a couple of options to your liking. Maybe you tweak everything. But the fact is...
Tweak all the things.
You can tweak a lot, or you can tweak nothing. You can tweak a few things. You can tweak everything. It's up to you. You've got that power. You have the power. And that's what we want. So, change this face and smile and joy. Simply, yeah.
You summed it up. Like, it's goddamn dream come true for me. I'm not trying to take credit from Leftos and all that stuff. It's just, it's fantastic just to see.
And shows what can be achieved when when people from the community do get people who are passionate and knowledgeable and talented get to go from the community to the games, what can happen? So, is that enough of a shout out, Leftos? but no, we really are really happy for Leftos, obviously, and really happy for this in the game. That's very cool.
I can't wait. Like, it's awesome.
I'm excited for both games. You know, at this point, I mean, 2K15, the 2K series is obviously so much further along. Live is still on the way back, so. How even it's going to be, you know, I'm still going to, again, I mean,
we
I,
have
it's
months
been
to go through over this debate.
I know, but I mean, I've said it before that even though I think 2K14 is technically the better game, certainly, and polished and everything, Live 14 was the one I enjoyed more because of its approach to certain things. You know, that could still be the way that I like certain things about Live 15 a bit more than 2K15. But either way, I'm looking forward to having two really good products this year.
Same.
In their own ways.
I agree.
But is there anything other specifics we need to gush over about with my league? Because, yeah. Any specifics we need to mention? I mean, I mentioned the accessories and
I think I'm pretty much covered with that article.
Yeah. So go check out Dumb Mondays. And yeah, we'll obviously cover that more in detail and all the other stuff that comes out about NBA Live 15 and NBA 2K15 before October 7th. They are, of course, launching on the same day this year. We don't know the cover player of Live 15 yet, so that'll be revealed at some point. In the meantime, there is actually a thread in the Live 15 section of the forum where a template's been posted if you want to create your own. So if you feel that Yinkadare should be on the cover of Live 15, and you know why wouldn't you want to honor the greatest player of all time? You can certainly whip up something, have some fun with that. So go ahead and do that. And, of course, have your say in the forum. And, again, not stepping on anyone's freedom of speech, but you put a stupid opinion out there, people are probably going to call you on it. You know, I'm amazed people don't call us more on our stupid opinions, John. But
I've heard the comments. Thrown out of-
hit up that comment section, yeah. But we will cover those games more, of course, in the coming weeks leading up to October 7th. Pretty much covered everything for the moment. Looking at the games that are out already. Anything on the modding front you wanted to cover this week, John?
Oh, plenty. what isn't there, right? I'm actually doing modding right now. Still making backboards, which is fun. Something good to do, you know.
Yeah.
Pass the time a little bit.
Because you've got the circular boards now, haven't you?
Yeah. I took literally the nuts and bolts from the Rucker Park, the 2K12 low quality Rucker Park, and shaped them into those rounded backboards, which is fun. It's actually came up a lot better than I thought it would. I have untextured previews in the forums. Ultimate Base Roster, I think, had an update. There's rumors and talking about the next College Hoops mod for this coming year. Of course, we've talked a little bit about what's going to happen with modding, with next gen coming and all that stuff. It looks like people are gearing up to keep 2K12 moving along for a while, which is good. It's good.
It's good, I guess. You know, that awesome stuff. You know.
But, I mean, we're definitely in our low season, our low aspect part of the season with modding.
That said, we are creeping up with the NBA 2K14 section of our downloads database. It's getting very close to surpassing, to catching up and surpassing NBA 2K13. So if we want to make that the biggest section, keep uploading your stuff to the database.
Someone made a wave ball? I'm curious. The Derrick Rose Wilson wave ball.
God of Destiny, yes.
Oh, it's this one. I wonder if he did the extra grooves that make up the wave. Huh. If so, that's neat. It'd be the first one I'd see, and I'd like to use it for street mods.
So, obviously, still doing a lot of stuff for the game. Just taking a look at the main page there. Currently, 1,359 NBA 2K13 files, 1,318 NBA 2K14 files. So, 41, and we've tied it, and 42, and we will actually surpass it. So, yeah, get uploading, guys.
Get to it.
And we have seen a bit of that second wave through the summer, or through your summer, through my winter, of the patching of the modding coming through. So that's always cool to see. And so yeah, let's get the hype train going with the modding up until the 2K15 drops for the PC, of course. And again, we don't know what we're going to do with it yet, but. And I would assume that some people still, if they do happen to have older computers and aren't looking to upgrade straight away, that they'll want to make some updates for 2K14, which is perfectly fine, and we will continue to support, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, it's still one of the most customizable PC games that we've had for our PC basketball games, so
yeah,
for what that's worth to you.
anything else that you've got in the pipeline? I don't have anything else to announce myself.
No, I got tons to announce. I think we'll be good with that for right now.
Yep, no worries then. So as always, check out our tutorial section if you want to get stuck into modding. John's made so many video tutorials in the past two years, really. And
I guess so.
I've done very little except maintain the download section, but that's important too.
Whose idea was that? Yeah, you do that, Andrew.
Yeah.
No, we had that.
Glutton for punishment.
That wasn't my idea, but you know, it's still kind of funny how that worked out.
Hey, sorry. We got it done. That's the main thing. Speaking of getting things done, here comes another one of my trademark awkward segues. You can get things done. It seems that the Cavaliers have got another trade done.
You know what? That one's like a 4 out of 10.
Well, maybe next year it'll be a 9 out of 10. But,
references.
Yeah, I was going to say it. Same voice as well. Looks like Kevin Love's heading to Cleveland, which means the number one pick will have only ever played for the team that picked him in the Summer League. Andrew Wiggins very politely going to the...
Politely. He is Canadian.
Going to the Timberwolves in a deal that's going to send Kevin Love to team up with LeBron in Cleveland. And, of course, Kyrie Irving, the Australian-born Kyrie Irving. Shameless. And it won't go through for at least another couple of days from when we're recording this because draft picks can't be traded for a month after they've been signed. So, yeah, but apparently it's been agreed to. And apparently... Yeah, very strange situation, very awkward situation. We mentioned it on the last, well, actually, the episode 89, the last one we recorded, the last regular episode we recorded. Very awkward interviews with Andrew Wiggins as this. And, you know, again, young man taking it. Young man, I'm 29. Sorry. You know, obviously, just getting into the NBA and big thing to deal with, having to move, you know, go to this city. Oh, no, actually, you're going to that city. All that stuff. Taking it very well. Canadian politeness. We want Sean back on the podcast. Why am I making fun of Canadians? I'm Australian. Why am I making fun of anybody? Anyway, he's been handling it really well, but the big thing, obviously, is, yeah, it's going through, and the Cavs have got this, despite what Magic Johnson might say, probably the favorites, perhaps, in the East, especially with LeBron.
You know, it's interesting just because I think it was Kobe Bryant. I think I saw it on Reddit that Kobe came out and said...
Oh, yeah.
That they're making the same mistake with him that Charlotte did with him.
Revisionist history, man.
You know, yeah. So
he forced his way out. He was never going to Charlotte. He wanted to go to the Lakers. So I'm sorry, you know, I called BS.
That's what I was going to go into that, but you know what? Being the Celtics fan, I was just going to let it go. But screw Kobe Bryant.
No. It's, I mean, again, from all we've heard, at least, all we've ever read about that, he wasn't going to go to New Jersey, so they ended up with Kerry Kittles. Didn't work out fantastic for New Jersey, but they made a couple of finals, whatever. It's, you know...
Long story short, screw Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, pretty much. It was kind of a wanky comment to make, to be honest. It was kind of like when Shaq came out a few years ago and said, oh, you know, we never really were feuding. It was just to mess with you guys. I mean, it's like, no. Phil Jackson wrote the book. You guys did not like each other back then. You know, don't sugarcoat it. Just put your hand up and say, you know what? Yeah.
We know. But
we know. We're fans. We read magazines. We're on the internet. Where the truth is. The internet. Love's going. Marion's going to the Cavs as well. Sean Marion.
Yes.
So Pacers lose again. But...
No, that's not the way to say it.
Not after that Paul George injury, no.
Oh, yeah.
But so basically, the Cleveland is the new Miami. Hot in Cleveland. Heat in Cleveland, hot in Cleveland. Betty, okay, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. There we go.
Sorry, Betty, I tried, but yeah, Cavs obviously improving, and right there in the, they said, yeah, you know, we're not going to contend straight away. We just got LeBron back. We're going to build back up and do something special in time. But
yeah, let's contend right away. Well, screw it.
Yeah, why not?
Good for them.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm happy for Kevin Love just because, you know, that he was in a pretty tough situation, I thought.
But and Wiggins could truly be a star with, you know, he obviously would have been playing in the shadow of LeBron and Kyrie to a certain extent, but maybe a good situation for him too.
Indeed,
to get him in a so.
Yeah,
agree. Of course, we saw the kind of athleticism that he has, and those lobs from Ricky Rubio, man.
I know, right?
That could be fun to watch. I don't think they'll be a great team. Obviously, in the West, is stacked and competitive, but fun to watch. And I'm getting League Pass this year, so I can watch them. Instead of having to, and having to suckle on ESPN on, Australia's teeth, you know? ESPN Australia's teeth, suckling on that 2 games a week. Oh, look, it's the Spurs again. Well, I don't mind watching the Spurs. Oh, look, it's the Lakers for the 5th time in a row. And they're at the bottom of the standings. Hooray! You know?
Ratings! So,
yeah.
Sorry.
But, Swaggy P, we'll get to that. So Cavs looking pretty good. I'm actually feeling pretty optimistic about the Bulls because Derrick Rose continues to look good. He missed a dunk the other day when he got a bit too high and a bit, bit crazy, but his knees haven't given out. So,
well, didn't he take today off or something like that?
Apparently, according to Sam Smith, no concern. It's just a matter of he just, you know, just rest so that they're not burning anyone out. Which I'm sure Tom Thibodeau is there on the side like, come on, we should be playing them like 60 minutes a game. That's, can we make the games longer? Can we make the season longer? Jeez. Apparently no concern, so I'm going to run with that. And hopefully really good stuff. Actually, the World Cup, because it's not the World Championship anymore. They've brought it to be like FIFA. It's the FIFA World Cup. It's going to be shown on free-to-air here in Australia. All the Boomers games and all Team USA games. So I guess I'll get to see the Australians lose to USA again, and then the USA win the gold. So,
well, I'm pretty sure they're playing right now, and I'm missing it by talking to you.
Well, you know, I have that effect on people. But that'll be fun to watch a bit later this month and into September, again, while we're waiting for the NBA season to start. Any other takeaways from the USA basketball?
I really wish I could be watching it right now. No.
Kevin Durant dropped out because he's too tired?
Yeah.
Hashtag your time has come. Your bedtime has come.
Yeah.
We'll pay that, yeah.
Give you that one.
Speaking of Paul George, apparently his surgery went well and on the mend, as early as it is. So.
And there's a clean breaker or something of that nature. So should
which,
be a full
which
recovery.
I'm going to say, have you ever broken a bone? I've never broken a bone.
No.
So, yeah. Knock on my desk too. I guess I you know, for what limited medical knowledge I have, clean break is better than, you know, a messy one and poking through the skin and everything, but it still doesn't sound a whole lot more pleasant to have to go through than anything else. A broken bone's a broken bone, but good news for him, obviously. And he's talking about returning. If I were him, I would just sit out the season, basically. It's don't be a hero, basically, you know.
Don't be a hero, kid.
Don't be Derrick Rose. Be Derrick Rose. Sit out the season. Anything else that you can get from the Reddit hole?
The Reddit hole.
Because, again, this is the slowest point. We are wrapping up the show, of course.
Oh, yeah.
This is the slowest point of the off-season. There is very little to talk about.
Ice bucket challenges everywhere.
Oh, yeah, actually, there is not going to, you know, by all means, donate, but I'm sorry, I'm not dumping it. I'm not uploading that video. No one needs to see me dumping ice on my head.
The Kings signed 7'5" Sim Bular, first Indian American in the NBA. So congratulations to the great Kali.
I was going to say.
Damn, 7'5". Anthony Bennett removed everything Cavaliers from his Instagram. Salt. Kawhi Leonard was too busy working out to show off the Larry O'Brien trophy. He left it in his empty apartment for 2 days.
It's good security, I tell you.
Yeah, that's evidently Stephen Curry was ordered a beer and denied. But there's not too much. There's that Drake stuff with tampering and all that stuff. But I think you've got the good one to end on.
Yeah. Well, a couple of things. Actually, also Steve Ballmer is now the Clippers. That all went through. Despite many attempts to block the sale, and apparently Sterling is going to continue to sue the NBA for the rest of his life. Good luck with that. But very enthusiastic new Clippers owner, basically. So congrats, Pat.
That's one way to put it. That guy was insane.
You thought Windows 8 was insane, but...
How's Windows 9 coming?
Yeah. So will the Clippers crash your desktop as well? But... I did mention a tweet by Magic. Magic had a couple of interesting tweets. It's always interesting when Magic Johnson comments on basketball because for someone who is such a legend and obviously has a great basketball mind and also is very charismatic, he kind of sucks as a commentator, actually, sometimes. I mean, it's like, oh, the Lakers will win because they are the Lakers. Mm-hmm.
Okay. How'd that work out?
not so well the last couple of seasons, one must admit. But he said that no one is going to want to play the Heat this year in the playoffs, and that Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh are going to have their best season, or best season together. Well, I guess if you take out LeBron's numbers, they have a chance to have inflated numbers themselves, but... Oh, man. I mean, where do you start?
Just no.
Yeah.
I mean, they could do good, and you know, that'd be cool if they did and everything, but just no.
I mean, you saw Dwayne Wade breaking down in the finals last year, and that was after missing almost 30 games during the regular season, at least taking 20 games or so off, and sitting games and being able to sit out at the end of quarters because they were blowing out people in the early rounds, and he was still breaking down. And you're saying that this guy is going to make the Heat the most dangerous team in the East?
Your nose is getting bigger.
Yeah, that's... I got no idea what he's going on with that. The few people agreed with him. I guess there still are some Heat fans out there. Kudos. And
that's Ben.
And also, a lot of people saying, you know, you're drunk, Magic, go home, and other such rather blunt disagreements, shall we say, with the Magic Man. But yeah, I
agree with that.
I'll pick the Cavs to be the favorites. I think I'd pick the Bulls over the Heat. I don't know, I'm biased in that respect, but they just lost LeBron. I mean, as people are saying, you do realize that LeBron left, didn't you? just in case he's been too busy with the Dodgers or something that he hasn't noticed what's going on in the league as of late. But a couple of funny tweets there, but not the best tweet. We can end on this one, and you've got the tweet up, or you've seen the tweet. Nick Young, Swaggy P, it offered an explanation as to why he didn't, why doesn't have tattoos on his right arm, and why is that, John?
I gotta go back and load it up. Damn it, it's not on the front page of Reddit anymore, so I can't find it. Oh man, I ruined it. There it is. Swaggy P explains why his right arm has no tattoos. Oh, load. No tats in the right arm, strictly for buckets.
Fantastic.
The top comment says, I'm surprised by his reasoning, but ... And it says, y'all can't control me, and it shows him celebrating the three-pointer that didn't go in.
Awesome.
You don't see the video, though. It looks quite arrogant and dumb in that picture, but if you watch the clip, you see him all be like, damn, that was awkward.
Creative editing, that's what it's all about.
I'm very happy that the spirit of Ron Artest is living on through Panda Bear Friend or whatever the fuck. Whatever his name is now.
Well, he's pushing people on Venice Beach, so...
Oh, that was awesome. I was so happy to see that. Just wrecked that kid.
This is world peace. Well, so sometimes it takes, you know, force to get world peace, I suppose. But I guess that's pretty much brings us to the end of this week's podcast, John.
I think so. That's a big one.
So lots more good stuff coming on the NLSC in the near future. In the meantime, we invite you to subscribe to us on iTunes or keep streaming it right here on the NLSC, of course, the podcast that is. You can also follow us on Twitter at the NLSC, like us on Facebook, facebook.com/the NLSC. Our YouTube channel, again, we're going to try and do a bit more stuff with that. That's youtube.com/NBA Live Series Center. youtube.com/JustMe. Just throw that out there as well.
Woohoo.
And the LSC, of course, is NBA-Live.com. Lots of good stuff, as always. But that is going to do it for this week's show. I'm Andrew.
I'm John, and this is Deja Vu.
And we're out like John Cena after 16 German suplexes.